Let's head to Sydney now, where tenants from the evacuated Opal Tower are still in the dark about the future of their homes. You might remember back on Christmas Eve where some of the residents heard cracking sounds. Well, a construction management plan is due to be handed down soon, but there's no date for when people will be able to sleep in their own beds, and some tenants have vowed never to return, as Angus Randall reports.
Farzad Razvani was looking forward to a Sydney summer in a new rental home.
It was supposedly be the most enjoyable time of the year. We were just holding our luggages and moving from one place to another one.
Instead, he's lived in three places since Christmas.
We couldn't live in the hotel. It's really boring, and just living in one room without no kitchen, nothing. We have to always eat outside. So we decided to go out and live in Airbnb accommodations. At first, it was maybe okay, but just moving between those places, we don't know exactly when we are supposed to come back.
Residents of Opal Tower were evacuated on Christmas Eve when people heard cracking sounds within the building. Most were able to return within 24 hours, but they were then re-evacuated indefinitely a few days later. Farzad Razvani has had enough. He's already applied for a rental property elsewhere.
We decided to just send a termination notice to the agent. As I talked with the fair trade people, they told us that you can do that. It's uninhabitable as we cannot just get inside our units. But the agent telling me it's not uninhabitable because the builder said it's safe, but they just need time for investigation. We are tenants. We are not have to wait for this kind of investigations.
Earlier this week, residents met with New South Wales Fair Trading about their rights, and some are considering a class action lawsuit. Esan Jahanandish is living in a hotel after being kicked out of his rental apartment. He needs more information from the builders, developers and engineers before he decides to return.
The problem that we have at this stage is no one is telling us what's the cause of this issue. We haven't heard from any of the stakeholders and any of the parties involved to tell us what has caused this problem. They tell us that they have a plan for it, but no one is telling us what was the cause.
He predicts the process of coming back to the building and seeking compensation will become more difficult when many people head back to work on Monday.
All the people who were on leave and could at least salvage some time to put on this issue, all that holiday time and all that leave time, annual leave time, will be finished. So everyone will be back to work. And even if some people want to move, some people want to do anything because of this issue, I think they're going to have less time available to them because of their work and their life.
Gladys Berejiklian is the New South Wales Premier.
I think the residents should exercise every right, every legal opportunity they have. I would if I was in their shoes. I would absolutely look at what rights I had if I was in their shoes. I encourage them wholeheartedly to do that.
She's refused to comment on whether the developer should buy apartments back from residents.
Look, I want to wait to see what the expert engineers have to say about what was at fault and what's caused this disruption, and then we'll take it from there.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, and that report by Angus Randall. Now, the state government says it's received a briefing from civil engineering experts. They say so far there's no evidence of any issues with the building's foundations, though they do believe there are a number of design and construction issues that require further investigation. They say they hope to make a further statement by the end of next week.